Wayne State University football. It's all about the W. It's time for Winters on Wednesday, the insider's look at Wayne State football. Your host is none other than Warrior head football coach Paul Winters, along with Patriot studio host Rod Beard, as they catch you up on everything Wayne State football. Now, here's Rod Beard with Coach Winters.
Welcome to Tony V's. Joe Abramson filling in for Rod Beard, who's on the road with the Pistons tonight. And we're here with Warrior head football coach Paul Winters. And Coach, happy Halloween. You got a costume at least around your leg.
You weren't supposed
What's
to talk
going
about
on?
This.
Come on. You're walking around with ice and a welt.
Just, you know what? Sometimes in practice it gets a little heated and you get
You're after in the middle of contact, bit. Too. You're around a lot of rough and tough football players.
You got to go take a few.
I just saw you walk in with this big ice pack on, and I thought he really took the costume thing to an extreme today.
Not a costume.
Not a costume.
It's real.
Okay. You'll be there Saturday. You're good to go.
I'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, let's talk about last Saturday.
All right.
And a tough defeat to the number two ranked team in the country, Ferris State, and you didn't just get beat by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, there was a whole crowd of people that were competing against us on Saturday. But our kids played well. Played well enough to win, and played very hard, played very physical. I thought that both offensively and defensively and in special teams, we handled our business really well, and ultimately did everything we had to do to come out on top.
You came out unfazed by who you're playing, an undefeated team, a team that is going to be in the national
Great
championship
football
mix,
team.
No question. In early in the third quarter, you've got the lead. You're up 28-24. You end up losing 38-28. But as you've told me off the air, you should have been up by more. And hey, Derek Coleman isn't getting blocked. He's getting tackled at least four times.
A few times. Quite a few.
There were guys from Ferris, receivers, who were wide open because they moved the defensive backs 5 yards downfield.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on there. How do you combat that or – Are you
well,
able to?
I think from our perspective, we don't use that as a crutch for our kids. We just tell them that, you know, we have to play above that. And there were plays that were out there that we could have made anyway. For example, I thought that Jake Amrine had an outstanding game, threw for over 260 yards and threw for one touchdown, but really threw us down to the 1 yard line three times. You know, so could have easily had three or four touchdowns. But those great plays he made, we missed at least four or five passes that he would complete 90% of the time, like bubble screens. So, you know, let's be 75% efficient on those 90% plays as opposed to 0% efficient.
Right.
Because that alone changes the game. So, you know, in my own anger, in my own room with the coaches or with my family, I complain about the mistakes that other people made that hurt us. Mm-hmm. With the team, I complain about the mistakes that we made as a team that hurt us. So, you know, we're not using what else happened as a reason we lost. We lost because we didn't do what we had to do to win.
Now, that's been kind of a thing this season, though. You know, it's been a rough year. You're 2-7. You've had injuries all year, but you've had other things. And we've seen it. I know Rod Beard and I have talked about it during games on Comcast, both on air and off. One, two, three plays
right.
change the game. Is this something where you teach these kids you can't let up ever?
Ever.
One play changes
right.
the outcome of the entire season.
You know what? I think you look at this team, and we've talked about it, how much we've grown over the year. Obviously, the last 2 weeks, we've played championship football. We dominated a really good Northwood team. I mean, dominated. And we, for the most part, dominated at times and played at least evenly with the number two team in the country. We weren't playing at that caliber of football earlier in the year, and I think part of what it is, a big part of what it is, our kids learn. You know, so we learned from Maslin. We learned Saginaw game. We learned from Davenport, Tiffin, all those games we learned. And it's like, okay, we're starting to get it. And part of the issue for us was we had a young quarterback who we knew it was time. We got to give him a chance because he's – and, I've told the hosts. We've had a couple different hosts.
Yep.
I want to say I told Rod. I told the different Rods
yep.
That watch this kid grow. You're going to see something special. And I think you're starting to see that special quality that we saw in him last year. You know, so it's just you got to give him reps. You got to give him a chance. And it's kind of the growing pains.
So tell me this, with him, with James Hill, with Roberson, with guys that are coming back next year, you've got to finish out 2018. You got to
learn
from
it. Yep.
In a way, has 2019 already started?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And you know what? That's not to take anything away from the senior class, because the senior class, I've told those guys, you know, any experience that we have next year as a championship-level team was started by you guys and the culture that you guys have continued to build. And you look at Preston Pelham, Anthony Pittman, those are two senior captains that, you know, they've set the culture. They've led us really well.
It's funny. Those are two guys, when you think about it, and you know, I've been around you guys for a dozen years now. They fit in with any Wayne State football team that's ever been.
Right.
They, 2011, they'd fit right in. These
right.
guys, they
tough,
are. They're what Wayne State football's supposed
care,
to be.
Yep. All in. Yep. No question.
So tell me this. You know, you get into, again, having a tough season. You're going up against Ferris State. How do you sell to those kids? And obviously you did it. We can beat these guys. We can beat them at their place. We're good enough. We can do this. How do you keep them up that whole week in practice? I know you come off that huge victory over Northwood. That helps. But still, that is a mighty challenge, and they faced up to it.
Well, I think from their standpoint, every single week they have felt, hey, we're a dominant football team. Now, we make a mistake here or there, like you said, one or two, three plays that would change the complexion of each game. But when you're doing things successfully and you're competing and you turn on the film and you're knocking people down and knocking them backwards and there hasn't been a game where we haven't physically gotten after it, the team that we play. Our kids feel pretty good about who they are and what they can do, and we feel like we can compete against any team in the country.
I'm going to guess that at the end of that game against Ferris State, there are teams with a 2-7 record that would come out of that feeling, all right, you know, we hung with those guys and be satisfied. I'm thinking that's not your team.
No, we were pissed.
I would think so.
Upset.
Angered.
We were angry. Just, you know, the way it went about mm-hmm. it. And it was a physical game, too. So, you know, when you get into the heat of a competition against a good football team and you're battling and you're taking the lead and losing it and taking the lead back and doing those things, when it's over, you're like, oh, my gosh, we had that.
Right.
And we're frustrated that we didn't finish it.
Is that the kind where, again, not to take anything away from Ferris, they're obviously very good, but you walk out of there going, we're as good as they are. We're better than them. There's no reason for us not to beat these guys.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, you know what? It makes you even more frustrated. It's like, you know what? We can compete against these guys. We can beat these guys at their place for the third year in a row, and have some other things go against us, and still have a chance to win the game. Look what we could have done if we had figured this out earlier.
I was about to ask: is that the synopsis of the season when you look back and go, if we can hang with them, we're as good as anybody in the country. We can play with anybody. Darn it.
We feel like we can compete against anybody, and we feel like, again, this is the start of something special and that 2019 specialness. Now we're looking at, okay, who are the seniors? What do we have to replace? Where are the holes going to be? And how do we get back to this level so we can go to the next level?
And part of that is the guys that are returning. Part of it is some guys that are redshirting right now.
Well, yes.
That you've got to get them. They've been around the culture now.
Some outstanding redshirts that are going to be great players.
And then I know there'll be recruits, and I know, like, you're playing Tyler Houston this year. You don't want to play next year's true freshman if you don't have to, but right. if they're good enough, they're in there.
Right.
Running back, you're going to have depth like you've always had. But if I had told you at the beginning of the season that James Hill was going to lead the team in rushing, now I know you would have said he's capable of it, but you wouldn't have believed it was going to happen.
No, I probably wouldn't have. He's been outstanding. He's been really good. The thing about James is he's a different kind of running back because he's long, you know, and doesn't – Deontay Moffitt's a little more compact. He looks like he's fast. Mm-hmm. James is a strider. You don't look like he's moving that fast, and he's just 2 yards, 2 yards. You know what I mean? 2, 4, 6, 8 yards on three steps.
And the next thing you know, he's downfield. I was looking at the stats. He's lost a total of 15 yards. He doesn't lose yardage.
Right.
I mean, that's such a valuable thing. He's not going to pin you into a second and 12.
Right.
Anything like that. That's just got to be.
No, the combination of those two guys, first of all, they love each other, which is a great thing because, you know, it's not a competition between the two of them. It's a collaboration. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like, hey, listen, I'm a little bit tired. James, come in. You know, hey, I got 2 touchdowns. Deontay, you take this one.
We're not arguing about carries, touches, anything like that.
Hey, you know what? I started last week. He should start this week.
That works good, man.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Cool. Hey, we're going to talk more about that and some other things, including this week's upcoming opponent, Northern Michigan, when we come back. You're listening to Winners on Wednesday, live from Tony V's on The Patriot.
Hey, Wayne State. Are you looking for childcare right here on campus? Rainbow Child Care Center is now open in Midtown. Come visit Rainbow's new Midtown location and see why so many families call Rainbow their home away from home. Located at the corner of Brush and Mac, Rainbow Child Care Center is the perfect place for your little one to grow and develop. Whether you're in the classroom or at work, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with your child being right next door. Visit rainbowccc.com/Detroit or call 800-90-LEARN. That's 800-905-3276. rainbowccc.com/Detroit and learn more.
Hey, Warrior fans. Join us on Saturday, November 3rd, as your Wayne State Warriors take on the Northern Michigan Wildcats for the final home game of the season. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. at Tom Adams Field, and we will be recognizing the armed forces and first responders during the day's events. Tickets are available online at wsuathletics.com and at the gate.
Wayne State University Athletics. Go Warriors!
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Whether you keep it on a spreadsheet, a memo on your phone, or a sticky note on your desk, you've probably got a lot on your to-do list. That's why Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are here to help. No matter what size your business, we'll help you find more ways to stretch your budget, protect your employees, and streamline your healthcare benefits. All so you can check off more lines on your list and get on with living. To see all the ways Blue Cross can help you, visit timeformore.com.
Sometimes it's fun to drive, like when your friend gives you the keys to their new car for a test drive. And sometimes it's not fun to drive, like when you're at a concert and want to have a few cocktails but then have to drive home. Whether you're taking a small group of friends out for a night on the town or you're planning a trip for a large group of 50 or more, Trinity Transportation has you covered. They've got a huge fleet of vehicles, including vans, minibuses, and full-size luxury buses. Call them at 877-284-4200 or visit them on the web at trinitytransportation.com. When you want to have fun but don't want to drive, let Trinity Transportation take care of you. And please, don't drink and drive.
Hey, fellas, let's go now. Let's have a great day. Let's have some fun, fellas. Have some fun with it. Warrior Pride on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Warrior Pride.
Great job.
Ah.
Warrior Dead, Team Rally.
Ready.
I said Warrior Dead, Team Rally.
Ready.
Ready, begin.
W-A-R-R-O-R-S.
Welcome back, to Winners on Wednesdays. Joe Abramson along with Wayne State head football coach Paul Winners. We're at Tony V's on Cass Avenue right next door to the Carhartt store. And, Coach, let's talk about your upcoming opponent. Now, you're looking at the schedule. You have the seventh toughest schedule in America in Division II this year based on who you've already played. Your opponents have a 632 winning percentage. It's going to drop a little bit this week with Northern Michigan. Still a GLIAC battle, and it's a team that's hungry, fighting for that rare win.
Right.
That's a dangerous opponent.
Obviously. They've played pretty close to the same competition we have with the league. They're a good football team. I think they've gotten better as you watch them. They're physical up front. Their running back is maybe the best running back in the country, not in the country, but in the league.
Well, I was going to ask you, their guy Jake Mahon, he leads the GLIAC in rushing with a little over 1,200 yards, 12 touchdowns. He's just under 4,000 for his career. Obviously, you start with trying to stop him. They've gone through multiple quarterbacks this year.
Nobody stops
him. You don't stop him.
Yeah, nobody stops him. And the reason they don't stop him is because he breaks tackles. I mean, if they block the play extremely well, it's going to be a long play. If they don't block it extremely well, it could be a long play because he breaks tackles.
So what do you do to prepare for that? Is it a, hey, nobody gets him alone when, hey, Anthony Pittman, when you see Derek Coleman's got his hands around him, finish him?
What? Yeah, you know what? The good thing we have going for us is King Sanders on the scout team is a special running back and can give us a great look. So he's not the same. I mean, they have different qualities, but he gives us a great look, and our guys have to be really sound to tackle him and to put him kind of collapse around him. So I think they're practiced, ready to go.
So we're going to see a lot of running in this game between the two teams.
I guess I've heard we're a running team, but we have a pretty special thrower and some special receivers. I keep saying that. And as we keep going, we keep getting better at that.
Yeah, and 2 weeks ago, the weather wouldn't allow it.
There was no reason to throw it.
And they couldn't stop you guys anyway.
Right.
Now, the other goal we have this week is to just have a home game that plays all the way through without a weather delay.
No weather.
We had two in a row the last.
No lightning. Yeah.
No rain, sleet, snow, anything
right.
The first time that happened, you just did halftime early. Not a
right.
That's not as
bad. It wasn't
bad.
A big deal.
The last one was a hockey game. You had two intermissions. How do you that's different. I mean, how do you get your guys in there, rest them up, say, okay, we're back out, and now we're going back in the locker room again? That isn't something you
You hate it because you have to make your adjustments. You have to kind of get them focused again because, you know, they're 18, 19, 20-year-old young men who go in there and you don't know what they're thinking.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
If you can get them focused at the beginning of the game and at halftime, you're really good. Mm-hmm. But like you say, if you have a hockey game, okay, I got to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I tell you a funny story. And I don't know which player it was. It was definitely one of your linemen. But everyone knew the weather was going to be bad that day.
Right.
And I'm over there in the tent where they're selling merchandise, and I'm looking at stuff. And one of your players comes in, and he's asking them, where are the winter hats? And he just said, I have a feeling it's going to be really cold. And he bought himself a winter hat. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I better check this forecast again. It might be worse than I'm thinking.
Yeah, it was. It was a rough one.
So if you're Northern Michigan, you're scouting Wayne State. You see what you've done the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, let's just stop James Hill. You can't say, let's just stop Jake and DeReese. What do you do?
I don't think I can give you that answer. I would assume that James Hill has done extremely well. He was player of the week last week. You'd want to focus on him a little bit, but Deontay had 150 yards himself,
right?
You know, and a few touchdowns. So they're both equally as impressive.
And then Jake keeps getting
ultimately,
better.
Ultimately. You design your offense so that you can't stop one thing, and if you stop one thing, you take advantage of it with something else.
I guess one of the things I want to know, too, kind of along the lines of opponents scouting you, and obviously you've got to counter it. Early in the year, nobody really knows much about James Hill.
Right.
Nobody knows much about Jake Amrine. They know who they are now. They've got film on them. They've seen them. Does that change how you have to plan, knowing that, okay, they are aware of them, there's not going to be any surprises?
No, I never have made plans for taking into account what they think of our players. You know, I knew when Joyc Bell was running the ball that everybody knew that Joyc Bell was running the ball, but I wasn't going to stop giving him the ball.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you've got – it's funny – when I played, our coach, Coach Dennison, was the National Coach of the Year. He's a fantastic coach. And one of the things he said was, you know, if you have a big cannon, shoot it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got a big cannon, shoot it. You know, you just you don't stop yourself.
You got a monster, feed the monster.
Exactly.
Let him go.
Exactly. You got a racehorse, race it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, knowing what their running back can do, do you – you don't sit and accept what he's going to do, but you make sure nothing else happens, that, hey, he's going to get his. Don't have somebody else do something.
No, I think what you do is you focus on stopping him.
Okay.
And you say, well, the people who haven't made those big plays, make them make those big plays.
Okay.
You know he can make big plays. Stop him from making big plays. That's if you watch the thing about the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick is he's going to stop your best weapon. You know what I mean? You got to beat him with your left hand.
Yeah.
As opposed to your right hand, and I think that makes sense.
Yeah, his backup quarterback had the game of his life. That's why he lost the Super Bowl. It wasn't going to be their running backs and their other
guys.
It was
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Last thing before we go to break, this is your first home day game. I know you like that, the sigh of relief.
Oh.
How much better is this for you, just from a mental standpoint, to not have to be thinking all day till 6 o'clock?
You know, that I like the idea of getting up and going and getting ready to go. Last week it was awesome, playing on the road and get up and go.
Yeah.
And what happens is when you play at 6 p.m. mentally, there's a lot of things that you think about that – wear you out by the time you get to the game. It's like, oh my God, you know,
yeah.
I've played the game 18 times in my head. I've watched TV, I've watched football, and I've been calling the plays, and I just, you know, you're exhausted.
You've overanalyzed
it. Yeah, you've completely, you know, paralysis by analysis. It's you get up in the morning, you take a walk, you do your warrior walk, and let's go play.
This is going to be fun. Senior day, too. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. When we come back, though, the Warriors women's tennis team just won the GLIAC championship. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
Coach
a taped
Snyder.
Interview. Got to like that.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Winners on Wednesdays from the Patriot.
How much more endurance on the court would Tom have if his sleep problems were addressed by a specialist? How much faster could Darnell get back to scoring touchdowns if he had a sports medicine expert treating his concussion? How much more would Priya enjoy running if she found out her shortness of breath was due to an easily treated respiratory condition? Whatever kind of athlete you are, at Henry Ford, we treat all of you. From injury prevention to leading-edge treatment, no one sees the whole athlete like we do. Henry Ford Sports Medicine is the only team in Michigan where every member is part of a unified group. Our sports specialists work together to get every muscle, bone, tendon, organ, nerve, and blood vessel of your body working so you can reach all of your goals. Get back in the game ASAP. Make an appointment today at henryford.com/sports. Henry Ford Health System, all for you.
For more than a decade, the Detroit Sports Commission has attracted regional, national, and international sporting events to Metro Detroit. What does this mean for our region? Hundreds and thousands of visitors and millions of dollars being pumped into our local economy over the past 10 years. From the Final Four to the Super Bowl, Detroit is where champions are made and championships are played. Find out how you can get involved at DetroitSports.org and be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Michigan First Credit Union is the exclusive financial institution of Wayne State Athletics. With two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus, our goal is to make your life easier and to exceed your expectations. Why choose anyone else for your banking needs? Let us show you why we're the best choice. Visit MichiganFirst.com for details. Michigan First Credit Union is proud to support Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Delta Dental of Michigan and Wayne State University are building brighter futures, healthier communities where families have access to care, smarter communities where dreams transform into reality, more vibrant communities where pride in where you live runs deep, because a good community feels like home, with friendly faces, sights, and sounds that foster a happiness you can't help but share. After all, a bright smile starts with a solid foundation. Learn more at deltadentalmi.com.
Vasita here with this week's Women in Athletics segment. We have senior women's tennis player Astrid Chelza. Welcome.
Thank you.
You are fresh off the GLIAC Championship this weekend, and obviously, if anyone doesn't know, we won, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You were obviously a part of some significant doubles wins, so congratulations again to you. Why don't we just like talk right about that? Give us a little bit of a rundown on how the weekend went.
The weekend, obviously, we were really excited going into it because we just knew we had like a strong group of girls going into the tournament. We were seeded fourth, but that was just due to some bad luck earlier on in the mm-hmm. season. We had like three hard matches. We had no walk-ons or anything. So our first one was Ferris. That was exciting. We won, obviously, and mm-hmm. Going on to the next round was Grand Valley, which we've always had a bit of like obviously competition with. Mm-hmm. That's like our biggest rival.
Defeated them earlier in the season.
Right, yeah. We won that one 4-0, which was big for us because doubles got us off to a big start with a point, and then everyone just showed up in singles, and it was just such a statement and, like, just brought our confidence up so much for the finals. And obviously, again, we won 4-0 in the finals with Northwood, and that just, like, topped it all off.
Yeah.
Just, like, to everyone show up on the same day, just get their work done, and both games being 4-0 was just made the whole season worthwhile. Like,
yeah.
We knew what we were there for, and it all paid off, so
yeah.
It was good.
Just, like, what a way to wrap up the weekend,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it was perfect.
And obviously, again, for those that don't know, this is the first GLIAC championship for this academic year for Wayne State, which is just incredible to obviously be a part of that.
Yeah.
And so as a senior, I want to look back first before we kind of talk through some things, but you're from Canada, kind of talk mm-hmm. through your decision to come to Wayne State and then the second part of that kind of, you know, the recruiting process and the appeal to play tennis here.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much I've been playing tennis my whole life. So I knew that like, if you don't go pro, obviously you'd like to play in college. Mm-hmm. That was my goal, to play college tennis. And I worked since I was probably like 9 years old, I think. So that's like 10 years of tennis. Mm-hmm. I did start looking into GLIAC conference because it was like closer to home. I got a couple calls. Like, I chose Wayne State mostly because of like, honestly, the atmosphere. When I spoke to my coach, I hadn't even known her at this point, but when I spoke to my coach over the phone, like, I, as like cheesy as it sounds, like, I already felt at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she made me feel very welcome. She made me feel very cared about. When like I spoke to some other schools, they would just list me off some stats and like not really like focus on me, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
A clear difference.
Yeah, right. And it was close to home, which was important to me. And I'm just so glad I came here. Like, it every time that I think about it, or every time we travel to a different school, I just, like, in my head, I'm thinking, like, oh, I'm so happy I chose Wayne State. It's just,
aww,
like, yeah.
I love it. That's so great. We know Sheila's obviously done an incredible job over mm-hmm. the years here. And then, obviously, being a senior, you've been a part of a lot of ups and downs throughout not only your athletic career, but I'm sure just academically, too. But
mm-hmm.
as far as the athletic piece, how do you feel like now as a senior your leadership style has kind of developed, and how do you see kind of like maybe a little bit more nurturing side
mm-hmm.
kind of coming to play with the newbies on the team?
Yeah, I do feel that. I didn't realize that as a freshman that I was the one
yeah,
being
right.
kind of nurtured and like being taken care of as a freshman. I did always look up to my senior captains because they did a really good job. And like you said, Sheila does a really good job like showing and helping with that, how seniors should act. So I do like to take care of my little freshies. Laura and Linda are like my little sisters on the team. So I do try to just set a good example, pretty much. That's all you can do. Like, do the right things, go to volunteering, prepare for obviously school and tennis. And if they see that and they look up to your upperclassmen and see preparedness and readiness and all that good stuff, then they will be ready to do the same.
Yeah, they'll be able to emulate the same.
Yeah.
And so it was a perfect segue too, kind of, you know, to the next thing, you know, being a student athlete, the student piece comes first, as we all know. And you're a kinesiology major. You've been a part of several coaches and athletic honor rolls. So obviously you've done very well academically here. But speak a little bit to that, kind of how you've found even a balance between the two.
Well, I'm not going to lie. It is pretty hard. I did struggle my freshman year because, like, obviously high school wasn't as much of a balancing act. I did practice. I did go to school. But this really is, like,
totally
the
different.
Ultimate test.
Yeah.
You've got to get it together. And, like, I did get it together after some struggling. But
takes a little bit of time.
It did, yeah. But you just, honestly, it's just a balance. Like, it's like such a typical saying, but it's got to be a balance after practice. You might be tired, but you have to go home and do your homework. Like, homework really important, studying. And, like, if it's just more fulfilling if you can, like, have a good practice and then go home and, like, get a good exam grade back. You know what I mean? It's like you're doing two things at once instead of just one. So.
Yeah, and definitely, like, affirming in that. And so with that also, kind of back to the leadership piece, you are a captain on the team right now, and you're also part of our SAC group, which is our Student Athlete Advisory Committee. Speak a little bit to that and kind of how both kind of play into each other. You already kind of alluded to it and just, you know, being a leader on the team, but also, like, within the department and kind of what that role means to you.
Honestly, I think the SAC meetings we do are really great. Like, I don't know to the extent that other schools do this or if they do it, but, like, I think that getting all, like, all someone from every team, like, leaders from every team together just, like, gets so many more ideas together than, like, one person could think of. Like, especially student athletes, like, literally coming from, like, what we would like, what we would like to see, what we think needs to be done, and then that actually getting taken into consideration, like, the golden W's. It was just, like, really fulfilling, like, to have your voice heard. It was really nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, kind of a really, like, rewarding experience in a way. And so what's up next? Let's kind of talk through, because tennis is unique as far as kind of heading to playing seasons, if you will, declaration periods. And so we know now you've received, the team has received an automatic bid to compete at regionals, which is in May. It's obviously October 31st. So kind of share with our listeners, what does that mean for you and the team? Like, what does that look like as far as training and, like, a competition schedule?
Well, like our coach said this weekend, like, we can only get better from here. Like, we're, I do wish that the season was split up a bit differently because, like, we have so much momentum right now.
Right.
Like, going into that tournament right now would just be awesome. Everyone's, like, playing really well. But we're going to have, like, the couple weeks off, and obviously we're going to get back into practice. And now, like, that we've gotten that spot into regionals, we're not sitting worrying, like, are you going to get in? Are we not? So we're just going to go to practice. We know what we need to work on. We're going to work hard every day we can, and then show up to regionals, and I think we can make it to the Sweet 16.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so we'll see how that goes, but yeah.
Well, all eyes set on that. Well, we will be watching and cheering. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, Astrid. Again, I'm Ashley DeCita, and that concludes our Women in Athletics segment. Go Warriors!
And we're back with Coach Paul Winters from Tony V's, Joe Abramson here filling in for Rod Beard. And Coach, we've got an extra segment today. I want to talk to you about, I want to name 15 guys for you, because it's a big day for them, the final home game. Corey Esther, Randy Garvin, Paul Graham, Preston Pelham, Tommy Richardson, Derek Coleman, Drew Dowding, Israel Helms, Anthony Pittman, Logan Smith, Devin Manson, Samson Tai, Malcolm Williams, Shane Hines, Ali Sheeb, 15 seniors, their final game at Tommy Adams Field. Now, I'm up in the booth now doing play-by-play, but I used to be on the sidelines, and every time there's a senior day and I'd ask you about him, you'd lose it. These guys grow on you over 4 or 5 years.
Oh, they're family. They're family. You know, they're my sons. Very proud of this group. This group, I think, I talked to Jeff Weiss, who is the master of all stats. I think he said that we're number two in the country in total graduates in their senior class. We have seven graduates in this class.
Including all three kickers.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. They've all graduated. And so when you talk about graduation rate, well, what if they graduate before they're done playing?
Do we get two for that?
Yeah, exactly right. You should get two. They've all accomplished great things, either on the field or in the classroom or both. And, we talked about Preston Pelham and Anthony Pittman, but you think about a young man like Corey Esther. Corey Esther started the season off injured, so it really kind of hurt him from all the momentum he had last year as a junior, because he had a fantastic year last year, and then he missed four games this year. So it's been tough for him, and you feel in your heart you feel for him. And some of the other guys, Randy Garvin. Randy Garvin came in as a linebacker, and we moved him 2 years ago to fullback, and he's been such an outstanding young man. And I've had him in my room because I'm coaching the running backs, and you just can't help but love the kid. He's a man now, but, he's still a kid to me. And I can go on and on about every single one of these guys.
And I've talked to you over the years about guys, and, I don't know if people realize, the people inside your program get it, but you have good years, you have bad years record-wise. But the thing that's consistent, and you've talked about it, hey, these guys are going to be good. Forget football. These guys are going to be bragging about guys that have jobs lined up already.
Right.
And I'm like, that's, if you're a mom and a dad sitting in there with your high school senior, that's what you want. That's who you want looking after your son.
Well, the moms and dads, I think the last week we were here, Lane Potter, his dad drove over from Hudsonville, and he, I said, I told him, I said, that's awesome that you do that for Lane. He goes, no, I didn't do that for Lane. I did that for you. He goes, I just wanted you to know how much I appreciate everything you're doing for my son. And that means so much to me, and it means so much to our coaches. We really, really push these guys to excel in the classroom. We push these guys to excel in life, and the community service that they do. And we talk about cleaning the sheds. Basically, we want our guys in the World Cup. This past summer, the team from Japan completely cleaned the locker room after the game and left a note saying, thank you for letting us participate. And that was kind of a message we sent to our team. Hey, you know what? It's not about people coming in and cleaning up after you. It's about you taking the opportunity to compete at the highest level you can, and then not have people follow you and clean up after you. Have a pride patrol that you have pride in what you leave, so that you clean up after yourself. So we always talk about cleaning the sheds.
Yeah, leave it better than you found it, sort
exactly,
of.
Exactly, yes.
I always tell people a story, and this was several years ago. We taped a halftime segment for Comcast, and I told you about watching you at practice, and you had a kid walking in his street clothes, and his jeans were sagging and looking like a teenager, and you got on him. And I said, man, even for that, and your thing was, I'm training you to become an executive, and you're not going to become an executive doing that.
Right.
And I thought, man, that sticks. And the thing I remembered about it was my own mother watching it, who's 80 years old, and looking at it, she goes, man, I'd send my sons to play for that guy in a heartbeat. That's who you want. She goes, that's who you want coaching your kids.
Yeah.
And, you hope that resonates, and then you get those kind of kids, and then it just goes on afterwards, and you see it when they come back.
Well, I ran into a young man on the track who said I had some free time and I was out here running, and it was Anthony DeDamos, and awesome. He's lost weight. He looks really good. He's doing extremely well, and, he excels at everything he does.
That's awesome. We got one more segment, and among the things I want to talk about when we come back are a couple of guys that, if you really follow Warrior football, you think I missed a couple of guys for senior day. But I didn't, because it's not their final day, and we're going to talk about them.
Okay.
Hey, you're listening to Winners on Wednesdays from Tony V's on The Patriot.
At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we work hard to show our members how much we value them. It's nice to know they feel the same way. We're proud to receive the 2018 J.D. Power Award for having the highest member satisfaction among commercial health plans in Michigan. Every day, our focus is all about serving our members. To learn more, visit bcbsm.com. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Sometimes it's fun to drive, like when your friend gives you the keys to their new car for a test drive. And sometimes it's not fun to drive, like when you're at a concert and want to have a few cocktails but then have to drive home. Whether you're taking a small group of friends out for a night on the town or you're planning a trip for a large group of 50 or more, Trinity Transportation has you covered. They've got a huge fleet of vehicles, including vans, minibuses, and full-size luxury buses. Call them at 877-284-4200 or visit them on the web at trinitytransportation.com. When you want to have fun but don't want to drive, let Trinity Transportation take care of you. And please, don't drink and drive.
Hey, Warrior fans, join us on Saturday, November 3rd, as your Wayne State Warriors take on the Northern Michigan Wildcats for the final home game of the season. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. at Tom Adams Field, and we will be recognizing the armed forces and first responders during the day's events. Tickets are available online at WSUathletics.com and at the gate.
Wayne State University Athletics. Go Warriors!
After a tough workout, plenty of athletes reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of high-quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has electrolytes and bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's sports drink. In Michigan, approximately 1,900 dairy farm families work to provide safe, high-quality milk and dairy products for us to enjoy. Approved by Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Milk means more.
Welcome back to Tony V's Winners on Wednesdays. Joe Abramson along with Warrior head football coach Paul Winters. And coach, we were talking about senior day, and there's a couple guys that you would have thought would have been a part of senior day, but they're not going to be because they're coming back. One of them is offensive lineman Adam McJunkin, who I'm sure you're thrilled to have back. And that's a guy who didn't start off as a football player. He just came to school and then after the fact became a football player. I mean, he had been one in high school, but
right.
Joined the
He's
program.
Actually become a very good football player for us. He's, I think he had to play for us a little bit last year because of the injury to Tommy Richardson, and he weighed about 250 pounds. And it was a struggle for him. And now I think he's about 285 pounds, and he's a pretty darn good football player. It'll be nice to have him back.
He'll be a valuable guy. And then another one that we talked about a few weeks ago, and you said, I'm talking to him every day. I'm not taking no for an answer. Deontay Nicholas is going
to
be back.
He's decided that he wants to come back. And, you know, it's been a tough 2 years for him. He's had an injury that's a strange shoulder injury, and we didn't give him enough time to heal in spring and re-injured it in spring. And, you know, we were trying to protect him a little bit this year. And what we're going to do is we're going to let him heal for a year. No practice in the spring and just, you know, come back 100%. And when he's 100%, I don't think there's a better player in the country that does what he does. He's fabulous.
He's dangerous.
Yeah, he's a guy who averages 15 yards a carry. He averages 20 yards a catch. He led the conference in kickoff returns 1 year. I mean, he's done it all.
And he's a pretty darn good special teams player. I remember recovering
fumbles, making the tackles on the 1 yard line.
Yep.
And he's also our SAC representative to the NCAA. He's just You talk about the kind of guy you want to represent your program. You talk about Deontay Nicholas.
I was going to say, you know, I know Rod and I talk about it on, you know, on the air on Comcast, off the air, talk about it with you. You know, you like all the guys. There's a few of them that are your favorites, and he's one of our favorites. He's, I mean, as a player and as a guy off the field, he's just that guy that you root for. And when you see him get hurt, I know when
it
we got
hurts you.
I remember that the catch, you could picture it. And I remember Tony Ortiz on the sidelines saying, guys, Deontay Nicholas is probably out. He's got a shoulder injury for the rest of the game. And we both cringed because we thought, oh, no, not a shoulder.
Right.
Immediately we're thinking the season's over.
Same injury. Same injury. And it's a little bit of a freak injury. You know, it's not one of those things you have very often.
Yeah. And he's, I guess, if you want to find a positive in that, doesn't affect his legs.
Still very fast.
He's fast and he's shifty. And when you get next to him, he's strong.
He's very strong. And that's the thing. You know, the NFL scouts, they were obviously looking at him during the upcoming season. And they were kind of shocked that he was as big as he is, because they said, like, he's really fast. He's really, you know, put together for a guy that quick and fast. And I said, yeah, he works really hard.
So you think about next year at running back, and I know you always have this thing of you can never get anybody all the touches they need, and you're going to have such depth, and you've got a guy that's your scout team running back who's really good too, and you've got McClure, and you're going to have to move some guys around and turn them into slot receivers or create a new type of – or you're going to have to run the wishbone.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Have you looked at our quarterback?
Yeah, so you're not. He's not running the wishbone.
We'll just make him a distributor and find a way to distribute the ball to all these weapons. But you know what? We've got a few big guns that we're going to have to shoot.
Yeah. And keep them healthy.
That's a big part of it.
Keep the defenses
That's
guessing.
That's a big part of it. Yeah.
Now, this weekend, you've had some guys get nicked up on the offensive line. Are you guys healthy there for this week? Or is it just a challenger?
You really want me to talk about that now?
We don't
want
to talk about that right now?
No, you know what? We've had a couple guys that are injured. We had to move some guys around a little bit, and, you know, it's kind of cut and paste at this point.
Do you rotate maybe a little more than you did, whereas normally, hey, you five guys are playing?
No, because the numbers are down, it's more you five guys are playing.
Oh, all right. All right.
Because there's nobody else there.
Suddenly we see a tight end playing tackle or something like that.
Let's hope it doesn't get down to that.
But, okay, so now defense, you still have that rotation that you've had.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate on defense. The big thing is having Jalen Lewis back. You know, he's been able to play pretty much in every game for a while. And I was counting them today. I think we've got eight guys that are playing pretty consistently, so that's good.
How nice is it to have that kind of rotation where they're going to get tired, but you can get them out?
Well, you got a couple 300-pounders in there, and you know they're there. But if you can take two or three plays in a row and two or three plays off, it helps if an offense is getting a drive on you.
Yeah,
you know, and I think in the game last week, as we were watching it, there were a couple times where, you know, I'm talking to Coach Kazmierski about Derek Coleman, and it's like, hey, let's take him out for a couple plays, you know, let's it's first down, let's get him in third down, and let's put him back in, and let's have him fresh for his pass rush, you know, so you try to put guys in the best position possible.
And in a weekend like this, when you're playing a team that's run heavy, has the arguably the best running back in the GLIAC and a good line, hey, they're going to be chasing this guy. You do want to keep them fresh.
Right.
And they're going to be getting blocked all day.
Well, and a big part of that is our offense has to stay on the field.
Yeah.
You know, if your offense stays on the field, your defense usually plays well.
Talk about one of the keys to that is Jake. And every week, more experience, you just learn to make better decisions, and you just kind of – I don't know if you want to say get comfortable, but are we at the point now from his standpoint where he goes, hey, this is my football team. I'm
oh,
the
yeah.
guy. He
oh,
knows
yeah.
it now.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think that you see more and more command of the offense. You see more and more him being vocal. and just having so much more confidence in every call he makes.
Do you see the response? He's vocal. He knows it's him, that he's the guy. The guys around him know it too, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, for a long time, through the whole season, he'd go in there in practice and he'd make a play and everybody would just look and either their eyes would get bigger, their jaws would drop. It would be like, how does he do that?
Okay.
You know, I mean, he's a special, special talent.
He made a touchdown pass, and I can't remember which game it was, but it was early in the game, and he rolled right through left and hit Roberson deep. And I'm like, all right, there aren't that many guys that can do that at this level.
No.
And he did it effortlessly.
Right.
You know, that was not a struggle throw, and for a lot of guys, they got to wind up.
Right.
And by the time they wind up, they're hit.
The throws he made in the first game that he really played extensively, the Ashland game, those touchdown passes were incredible. You know, yeah. They were pretty special. And the plays against Ferris, they didn't have an answer for. It wasn't like, okay, we're going to throw up some garbage and hopefully something sticks. He made some legitimate throws and plays where, you know. Plus, he made some plays on the run. I mean, he ran.
I was going to say, he can move a little too.
He'll run you over. He's a 225-40-pound stud.
Yeah, he's not some guy that's completely immobile or anything.
Right.
You notice that. So, hey, final home game coming up. Again, the weather forecast so far looks good. So we want to get people out there. Hey, support these seniors. Support this team. It's been hasn't been the year they expected, but still, this is it. Let's win the senior day.
Well, I think the team has turned the corner, and I think that everybody that watches us, I mean, the people at Ferris were stunned.
Mm-hmm.
The people, you know, from the Northwood game were stunned.
Well, they were frozen, too.
Well, I thought they were stunned. They were actually stiff.
Yeah.
I think that we're a pretty good football team to watch at this point, and we're playing pretty well, so it's come on out.
And this is, like we said, yeah, it's the 2018 season, but this is really also the beginning of 2019, and that can be a special year with what you have coming back.
It will be a special year, absolutely.
This is fun. Folks, get out there at Tom Adams Field, a day game. Coach Winters loves that. 1 o'clock,
day
not
game.
The noon that we used to have, and I know that has to do with just it's – a little darker in the morning, give everybody an extra hour to get set up and things like that. But you'll take the 1 o'clock over to 6 o'clock all day long.
Yes.
That's awesome. Coach, thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank Good luck you. This weekend. And let's get a win. It's our final game. For those who don't know, you can catch us. Don't watch it live. Watch the replay. Come to Tom Adams Field. See it live. But watch the replay
there
on
we
Comcast
go.
Channel
900. That's what I do.
The next day at noon. That's when you want to see it. Thank you. You do.
I record it and watch it at night when I get home.
Oh, even better. And you roll through it and go, I can't believe what those two just said.
I don't listen to you guys. I turn it off.
Except when Tony's talking. When Tony's talking, it's a
I
big deal.
I do listen to Tony.
Absolutely. Hey, for Coach Winters, I'm Joe Abramson. Thank you for listening to Winners on Wednesdays right here on The Patriot.
You've been listening to Winters on Wednesday here on The Patriot. Go Warriors!